The Business News Desk on Stray FM.
Sarah, welcome to the Business News Desk with myself, James Stanley, who hasn't been here very much recently. Hello.
I know. Where have you been? Looking super tan,
I've been in Devon, an English tan on the English Riviera.
Wow, I thought you'd been abroad.
I'm back and abroad. The sunny weather, well, sort of, with me. Sarah, we're in our new studios with the Business News Desk as well for the business. So what do you think?
I think they are worth every penny of the multi-£1,000 spend investment.
And of course, as the managing director, you're bound to say that. So let's have a look at the business news. It is very nice, by the way. The business news for today. Ryanair, what's happening with Ryanair?
Well, there's always good news coming out of Leeds Bradford Airport in relation to Ryanair, isn't there, at the moment?
Oh, yes.
And, yeah, it's been announced recently, only last week, that 5 new routes are to happen from Leeds Bradford from March 17. So it's going to be huge for Leeds Bradford. It's going to increase their traffic by about 20%. 20% more passengers for Ryanair.
Wow, that's huge. And for the local area as well, it's a big...
Yeah,
boost as well.
Really big. I mean, we're talking 1.3 million passengers now for next year and 25 routes. So, yeah, massive growth. They just seem to love us up here in Yorkshire.
Well, who wouldn't? And the Leeds Bradford Airport Aviation Director, Tony Horwood, has been telling us more about the good news from Ryanair.
Next summer and for 2017, we'll be carrying 1.3 million passengers from the airport across 25 routes with over 90 weekly frequencies in the summer. And that's a major investment by the airline into Leeds Bradford.
Also as well, restaurants. We're looking at restaurants at the moment. What's all this about?
Yeah, we are supporting a campaign to really be proactive and look at independent restaurants, should I say, in Harrogate area in particular. And this is after this burst of launches of the big chains that have opened in recent year and more to follow. So yeah, the independent restaurants are getting their heads together really and looking at how they can be more proactive in order to get the local business and to retain it.
Now we're going to hear from Nicola Trippett, who runs Damyanke Salsa Posada and Cattleman's, plus other restaurants as well. She's been telling us that things have been tough.
We've got decorators, builders, joiners, people like Lancaster's Bakery, Addy's Butchers. You know, we use lots of people in the town centre as well, and a lot of the big chains, unfortunately, have their own big centres where they get everything from. It isn't just us restaurants and cafes, you know, it's going to affect absolutely everybody in the town, really, and I think a lot of people don't really realise that.
And we'll be able to hear more about that as well on the food and drink show, won't you? On
yeah, we
well.
Are just cooking up.
Oh,
cooking up
on.
a little idea for you independent restaurants out there. So we are going to be in touch with you soon. Watch this space.
Watch this space. And finally, there's a certain supermarket that's opened up that people have been queuing for before it even opened.
Well, this is extraordinary. Yes, so the new Aldi opened, didn't it? And yeah, believe it or not, James, I know you were away, but what you've missed is at least 140 people queuing since midnight before
wow.
the store even opened at 8 o'clock in the morning for a chance to win something if you won the
right,
first
okay.
100. I think it was like a tablet, some sort of
not just a 9p can of beans.
No, it wasn't beans, although I am told that there are some good deals to be had. And yet we did a poll, actually, on our website, and it seems that about 63% are in favour of this new store, particularly because we don't have a supermarket on the north side of town. So everyone's got to travel through usually to get down the other side.
Which can be a nightmare at times in Harrogate.
It can be a nightmare. And also, obviously, the price is right. They're going for the lower end price range of supermarket, which in this day and age can only be a good thing.
Brilliant. Sarah, thank you very much for joining us once again. You'll be back again next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Business News Desk on Stray FM.